Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene juggles the ball. That's an error on Keene. Tasby moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Aspromonte fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Tasby moves to third. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tasby tags and scores. Malzone tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadowski moves to second. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive towards the mound. DeLock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rapulski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Aspromonte moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone fields it and steps on first for the out. Boone throws to Button, who throws back to Boone, who tags Pearsall for the double play. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-0 in the game. DeLock hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Keene reaches second base with a double. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keough takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rapulski strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sadowski takes first base on ball 4. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sadowski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Sadowski moves to third. DeLock moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and tags Sadowski for the out. DeLock moves to third. Tasby moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Dick Stegman. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rapolski. Temple reaches second base with a double. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grant moves to third. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rapolski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-3 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles pinch runs for John Romano. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Foyles moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power bunts towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Foyles moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona is walked intentionally. Bob Hale pinch hits for Woody Held. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foyles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Button fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Hank Foyles now catching. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Don Button. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green pinch runs for Bobby Thompson. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tasby for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.